You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lions, in my opinion, played the greatest game I've ever seen them win. Plain and simple. You embodied everything that your coach said that he is. It's about the grit. It's about the toughness. You overcame all types of adversity. There was many, many, many opportunities that you could have just tapped out and said, you know what? Not our night. Nope. You hung in there. You won that game walk-off fashion. Best. Jake Bates. And, hey, congratulations. You have a kicker that Campbell actually likes. And they kicked the ball.
Super Bowl. Get your rooms in New Orleans. It's happening. Let's go to Dave, 97.1. Dave, what's going on, buddy?
Good afternoon, guys.
Afternoon.
I was another one, stayed up way too late, because I'll tell you, I really wondered what was going to happen. First of all, I got to tell you, Rico, I love your show. It's one of my favorite things in the afternoon, just sit back and listen to you guys.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. Very much.
This, like you said, is probably one of the most impressive games, I think, because, you know, you watch the first half. The interceptions, the offensive line just looked out of sync. This is a game you would normally say the Lions weren't going to win. They played after five interceptions. This is a game you generally wouldn't win. But it reminded me, I don't know if you guys ever seen the Sports Century documentary on Vince Lombardi. It's one
yes.
of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
But Howard Cosell asked him, what is the one thing you want from your players? And he said, I want my players to give everything they have 100% on every single play. And I look at this Lions team, and that's what I see. I mean, they came and they did exactly what they had to do. They put all of their energy into it, and they wound up pulling it out. Quite frankly, after the first half, I didn't think it was going to happen. I thought, well, maybe they've just read too much of their headlines. They're kind of just not, you know, they're a little tired, what have you. They came back and said, nope, we've got this.
Dave, it's something that only great teams do, because I don't think that Houston gave the game away as much as you took it. And to do it on the road, to do it when you weren't off a bye like they were, right? They had the 10 days of rest. Mm-hmm. You didn't. And, I mean, Dave, look at how they had to lean on a defense. And honestly, yep. that defense bullied Houston. Mm-hmm. It was remarkable. It was just incredible to watch. The Lions are that team now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easier
I've
for
never
me
seen
to.
It.
And, no, and, I know, Dave. And look, I know it's easier for me and Rico to say that because, look. I'm a Giants fan. Rico's a Niners fan. I've seen Super Bowls. So has Rico. But, guys, I'm telling you, you're living what I've lived. You know. Mm-hmm. And, look, the last time I felt that way about my team was 08, and that's before Plaxico decided to shoot himself in his sweatpants. Like, the Giants in 08 were murdering teams. I was convinced. We are repeating. Cutscene. I'm at the club with a gun. guys, this is what it is. It's what this looks like.
Yeah. I mean, everything just goes right. Remember the stats that I gave you last week about the Lions defense, since we're speaking about them?
Yes.
No quarterback has thrown for two or more touchdowns. That still is applicable. No team has scored over 29 points. That's still applicable. This defense is playing well. Glenn, he won't be here next year. I can promise you that. Him and his raindrop-filled glasses will be on somebody's sidelines.
Poor man. Out there in Green Bay. And we needed a Farnsworth Bentley. We needed somebody to hold his umbrella.
A tiny little squeegee something.
Anything. Let's go over to Monty, 97.1. Monty, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Great show today, as always.
Thank you, sir.
Thank God I'm not the coach, because I know myself and other people are sitting at home like, I'm ready to put Hooker in. This game is over with. I don't know what's going on with Goff. His family being held ransom somewhere because something was just off to him.
He was off. It was the Goff that we were so used to seeing him making all the completions in a row. I mean, the first pass was an incomplete pass. Like, okay. It was like him and Amon-Ra didn't sync up. And they were talking about it last night. And maybe that's the key to stopping that Ben Johnson offense. Just take Amon-Ra out the game, because you really didn't hear his name until the fourth quarter. And then,
until the biggest moments.
Yeah.
And he's there. I mean, again, on third and nine, you needed it. He's there.
I'm sitting there screaming. It's like Cooper Kupp. You knew he was getting the ball. Why is a linebacker on him?
That's right.
Right. Will was also, he was throwing, he kept throwing the ball very low. Like, and I wasn't understanding that. Like, I mean, thank God this was the worst game we've seen him play, and we've gotten it out the way. But, I mean, we got to be happy right now. Even the national media is talking about, you know, who's the best team right now, and everybody's picking the Lions over the undefeated Kansas City. So, you know, welcome to the big time.
Yeah, 100%. 248-539-9797. Go to Rick 97.1. Rick, what's going on, brother? How are you?
Great, Mike. Hey, Rico. I totally agree with you. Mike, you're 100% right. This is the Lions year for the Super Bowl. Rico, this is the original Rocky versus Apollo Creed. We go down for 2-8 counts in the first and second quarter, and bam, we hung in there and came back, and you know what happened. I just got a question for Mike. What was the halftime odds on FanDuel to take the Lions on a live bet?
Oh, Jesus. I mean, my bet, I believe.
I think they were at plus 200.
It was 200 or 210. So just about 2-1 on your money if you wanted it.
Man, I'm kicking myself for that. Because after the Viking game, I'm like, man, we got knocked down for the first quarter. But I never doubted. I stood up. I'm like, they're going to pull this game out. And, man, I was that close to putting 50 on a live bet, but I didn't do it. So, anyways, great show, guys. Love you, man. You guys take care.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it, man. And again, I mean, guys, like, I organically, I'm standing up in the fourth quarter. I have an incredibly comfortable couch. I was standing up. We have a coffee table. I'm putting my leg up there like I'm Captain Morgan. I've got one leg up. I'm standing. My arms are crossed. I am into this. And it's not, I recognize what's going on. Mm-hmm. And as much of a cold-hearted bastard as some of you inappropriately label me, I want this for you. Like, yes, we have a business to run, but this team's already good. How much better will it get? It won't. I want the people who have suffered forever to get this. Yeah. This is truly the Chicago Cubs, a team that has gone a lifetime plus.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's now, though, Rico, because I'm with you. No, you don't get to just run it back next year or the year after. I do believe you're losing both coordinators, because much like I asked David to pray for me and I sent you that picture of Jesus when the Giants fumbled the first play of overtime, I am now going to ask David to pray for Ben Johnson with the Giants. Ben Johnson's mine. You can't have him now.
No. I get it, because here's the thing. You live for this year.
Mine.
Because think about it. Last year, Eagles, 10-1, all falls apart.
Yes.
last year. Niners make the Super Bowl. All falls apart.
By the way, also, if you didn't want 2-1 at halftime on your money, can I interest you in 5-1?
Oh.
Just bet the Lions to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
Plus 500 right now. Kansas City's plus 420. Yeah, I mean, just what are you waiting on? Your Niners are plus 1,000, by the way. You're still in the mix. You're right there.
Really?
You're ahead of the Eagles.
You know what?
We call that the Pearsall effect.
We're going to talk about that later.
Okay, then.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.